Thomas C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating the neurological report on Phil, P-H-I-L, Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R, just a 6758 Clark Road, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 575949, I'm sorry, 494-0238, ID XXXXX 9546, date of birth is 4/17/1938, 84-year-old, widowed man, retired PG&E, insurance is Medicare/Blue Shield, pharmacy is Rite Aid-Paradise 530-872-2700. It's addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L-E-L, K-A-H-A-L-M-D, Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, a neurological evaluation with history of progressive polyneuropathy. Dear Dr. Alcohol, thank you for referring your patient, Philip Ryder, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Philip was evaluated and underwent laboratory, electrodiagnostic testing, and lumbar imaging under the guidance of Dr. Omar B. C-A-B-A-H-U-G in Henderson-Las Vegas, Nevada. New paragraph. His records were kindly provided for this evaluation. New paragraph. He has a history of progressive numbness with paresthesias and burning pain in his lower extremities, ascending from the ankles to the mid-calf area over a period of probably more than 10 years. New paragraph. Neurological evaluation, electrodiagnostic testing demonstrated degenerative disease in the back. Prominent at L4-L5. Moderate on the right. With incidental findings of an abdominal aortic aneurysm measuring 3 centimeters in diameter. New paragraph. Dr. Chubb, C-A-B-A-H-U-G, did nerve conduction testing and needle evaluation, that is EMG needle evaluation of the lower extremities, finding chronic bilateral L3-L4 and right L4-L5 radiculopathy, with findings of mild to moderate bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, median nerve conduction block to the wrist, and underlying mild to moderate peripheral neuropathy bilaterally in the upper and lower extremities, with findings of both axonal more than demyelinating type. New paragraph. Review of the waveform measurements showed a predominant axonal findings. Waveform review showed amplitude attenuation more predominantly of the sensory responses and possibly some temporal dispersion of the motor responses. Suggesting the possibility of an autoimmune neuropathy. New paragraph. Fairly comprehensive laboratory studies were completed. The protein electrophoresis showed a faint restricted M spike migrating in the gamma globulin region, for which follow-up immunofixation studies will be completed. There was no evidence of diabetes, but the homocysteine value was elevated, which may be consistent with B12 deficiency. Relative simple autoimmune screening was negative. SED rate was normal. As was hepatitis screening, and some nutritional biomarkers. Vitamin D assays were within normal limits. ANA screen was negative. Hepatitis panel was reactive for hepatitis A antibody. New paragraph. In consideration of his history, this information, the clinical presentation, I am ordering additional laboratory testing for his evaluation. And we are scheduling him for follow-up lower extremity electrodiagnostic testing with spinal evoked F wave and H reflex responses to identify proximal pathology. New paragraph. On close questioning today, I asked him whether he had been treated with medications for his neuropathy pain, and he indicated that he had had a trial of gabapentin that produced swelling. New paragraph review of his pharmacy records, however, indicates that he was treated with both Lyrica and duloxetine, which he did not tell us, suggesting that there may be some element of cognitive impairment. New paragraph. Considering this clinical history, the long-standing findings of a neuropathy, we will obtain a neuroquant brain imaging study. Subparagraph. He'll complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires. New paragraph. He will return for reevaluation of the results of our follow-up testing for further recommendations and possible treatment. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns, period.